Good morning and welcome to The Print AM, our daily morning podcast of The Print News Story. This is Sanya Dhingra, a special correspondent with The Print, tracking policy and governance. Today, we talk about the shocking story of an EVM being found in a BJP candidate's car in Assam and the Election Commission's move to order re-polling in that constituency. Thursday night, a video surfaced on Twitter in which an EVM was found in a BJP candidate Krishnendu Paul's car in Rottenbari. The EVM was being carried in his car hours after polling concluded in the second phase of polling in Assam. Soon after the video was tweeted out by a journalist, allegations of tampering went viral on Twitter. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi shared the video on Twitter and urged the Election Commission to take decisive action. Friday morning, in a rare move, the Election Commission ordered for re-polling in the Rottenbari seat and suspended the officials responsible for the safe transportation of the EVM. ECI also sought to explain the development. In a press release issued Friday, the ECI said that the vehicle carrying the polling party, which consisted of a presiding officer and three polling personnel, broke down Thursday due to heavy rains and traffic congestion. The sector officer was immediately informed and arrangements for an alternate vehicle were being made. While the sector officer was arranging for an alternate vehicle, the polling party decided to arrange a vehicle of its own so as to reach the venue faster since they were in custody of polled EVMs. Around 9:20 p.m., the polling party boarded a vehicle along with the EVMs without checking the ownership of the vehicle, the ECI statement said. It was only after a mob surrounded the vehicle and started pelting stones at it did the polling party realize that the vehicle belonged to a BJP candidate. On examination, the polled EVM comprising of PU, CU and VVPAT was found to be with its seal intact without any damage whatsoever. All the items have been deposited in the strong room, the Election Commission has said. The commission, meanwhile, has also sought a report on the incident from its special observer in Assam. Meanwhile, the BJP and the Congress have been accusing each other of foul play over the incident in Rottenbari. The BJP in Assam has alleged that the entire row is a Congress conspiracy. The BJP MP from Silchar, Dr. Rajdeep Roy, alleged that the MLA and his cousin have been framed by Congress leaders and that it is their malicious intent to defame the BJP. He has echoed the ECI's version of events. According to Roy, the MLA's cousin was actually helping the polling officials of Rottenbari constituency to transport the EVMs to the collection centre as their car broke down. While the polling officials of booth number 149 were returning to Karimganj headquarters after polling, their car broke down at Neelam Bazaar, 13 kilometers from Karimganj, Roy said. There was a vehicle coming by and these people waved at it asking for help to transport the EVM to the headquarters. The gentleman in the car agreed to help. Incidentally, he happened to be the cousin of the candidate who hails from the nearby constituency. When they were about to reach Karimganj, there was a massive traffic jam in the area. Some people peeped into the car and saw there was an EVM and they realized it was Krishnendu Paul's car and created a hue and cry, he added. He also slammed Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi over the incident. It's very unfortunate because the real story is against what Priyanka Gandhi and her team has publicly portrayed, Roy has told The Print. Without any facts or proofs, these are unjustified allegations by Gandhi and Congress leaders. We will abide by what the EC is saying. Our stand has primarily been to abide by the EC. But it's not based on facts, only allegations. There was no complaint yesterday from booth number 149. The Congress, on the other hand, is demanding that Paul be disqualified from the election. Party leader Sushmita Dev said it is shocking that an EVM machine is found in the vehicle that is registered in the name of the BJP candidate, Dev has said in a video statement. How can it be that an EVM machine is transferred in a candidate's car from the polling station to where it's kept till counting? I don't think it's ever happened in the history of Assam, she said. it is clear that the BJP is losing Assam and they're using illegal means to win it. It is unacceptable, she added. Thank you for listening. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the Print Table. We will be back Monday with a new episode. This is Sanya from Delhi and my colleague Karishma from Assam signing off.